Well, first, Maryland had cases of West Nile virus to report, and now Virginia does as well. There are two cases. The mosquito-borne virus is raising new concerns throughout the region. And joining us this morning to talk more about it is Virginia State Public Health entomologist Dr. David Gaines. Doctor, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Why is this happening this year at a more alarming pace than we've seen in the past?
Well, it's, you know, not absolutely clear, but the heat may have contributed something to it. West Nile virus replicates inside mosquitoes much more quickly at higher temperatures, and so mosquitoes can become infectious much more quickly after they've fed on an infected bird. That may be contributing to it, but it may also be the fact that, you know, it's been quite a few years since we had a large outbreak. We had our last really large outbreaks back in the early 2000s, and it may be that after all of that activity, we had created a fairly high level of immunity in the bird population, so fewer birds were carrying the virus to infect mosquitoes.
Well, now we've heard how Dallas has begun aerial spraying after having a number of deaths as the result of West Nile. When would this area cross a threshold that might make you say, hey, maybe we should be doing the same thing?
Well, I'm sure we would have to reach levels of activity similar to what they're having in Texas to come anywhere close to reaching that threshold.
And what would that be? I mean, do you have a chart that says to you, this is when we should engage a spraying program or not?
For example, Dallas has had 90 cases. If we had any city with something similar, I'm sure there would be a push to do something like aerial spraying.
Has it risen enough to get you concerned in this area yet?
Well, we've had two cases in Virginia so far. We've been averaging about five cases a year since the early 2000s. Back in 2003, we had 26 cases, and in 2002, we had 29 cases. I'm not going to say that, you know, we hear about every case that occurs, but we've not had huge levels of activity here. Mm-hmm. Certainly, what we saw in 2002 was and 2003 was of concern in certain cities and regions.
Well, and you know, as we talk about it, I'm thinking there's a greater likelihood then that physicians will be thinking about, you know, asking their patients about it, and patients themselves may be thinking when they don't feel well, potentially this could be West Nile.
Yes, but certainly when you bring something into the public light, it's more likely that you will see more cases because physicians will be considering it as a diagnosis.
Certainly bears watching in this area. Thanks, Dr. Gaines. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Virginia State Public Health entomologist Dr. David Gaines.